once had a beautiful thought. He said, you walk into shul and you see a child comes into the shul. So one person calls him over and he gives him a gluck. Another person calls him over, he's the candy man, he gives him a lollipop. Another person pats him on the back. And then one person goes over and says, Yossi, why are you late? And he punches him in the face. So anybody with seichel realizes, that's the father. That's the tata. People glad, people give lollipops. But it's only the one with the true ahav, it's only the tata that gives the patch, because the patch is really the most productive method that yields the most results when we get a patch from the father. And he said that's why it's called Chodesh Av. Mitzarechet, it's true, we got a terrible patch, a terrible, terrible patch, based on Migdash Rishon by Yesheni. But it's called Chodesh Av because we have to think who gave us the patch. And if we got such a big patch, then Zichah this. A makam that's mesugal for aliyah, to grow from the patch. Chazal say, it's a medrash in Eicha, on Tisha B'Av, not only was the Migdash destroyed, but on Tisha B'Av also was when Mashiach was born. And I think it's that you saw, because the Chodesh Av is when we see the true Ahava from the Eibishter. We see the patch, the tata giving us the patch, because that's going to bring not only the Chorban, but that's going to bring the Geula when we'll have the Mashiach. But the question is, what do we do, Lamais, at the end of this wonderful tkufa of Chodesh Av? I once heard my Shvezel Zangizant, he heard from his Rebbe of Shagir Feivel, that he used to say at the end of every Yontif, Megeit Nishtavek von a Yontif, Medafis Mitnemen. You don't leave a Yontif, you take it, you make it part of you. I heard Rav Putna said the same word. On Yontif, we have an Aliyah. And we have to take the Yontif with us. The Hasiyenu Hashem Aleikenu. Chazal say, Tisha B'Av Ikvi Moye. Tisha B'Av is also a Yontif. It's a Yontif in Chodesh Av when we're supposed to see the full Ahava, the true Ahava the Eibishter has for us. But the question is, how do we take it with us? How do we internalize, or better yet, how do we eternalize these 3 weeks, the Me'am Mitzrayim, that we became closer and closer to the Tata that gave us these pets? Are we going to make the mistake like the silly farmer and not realize, not see, not understand the potential? I also think much the next day after Tisha B'Av, I think of this muscle very often. Because what happens, we go back to the music, and to that Treylach and Matanz and Matanz. But is that what the 3 weeks, is that what Tisha B'Av is supposed to make for us? That we wait for Chatzos 104 and head to the showers and head to the pools and head to the dancing? Isn't that same fatal mistake of that mussel? Megeit nisht avek von ayantif, menemtis mit. These 3 weeks, and befrat today, is a gewaldige yantif. It's a yantif that's mesugal aliyah, but the shayla is, how do we take it lemaisa? How do we take it with us? So I'll tell you a machshava I had that I think we all could take with us, and the zman is goyim, the makim is goyim for this particular aliyah, that we could say v'hasiyenu Hashem aleikenu this yontif of Tisha B'Av. Berach 70 years ago, a young bacha, Rav Shimon Schwab, was by the Chofetz Chaim. He spent the Shabbos kaidua by the Chofetz Chaim. And he has ganze peklach from Werther, from stories, from inspiration that he gleaned from the Chofetz Chaim on this Shabbos. There's one thing in particular that I found very important for us and befrat in our door. The Chofetz Chaim turned to him and said, "Du bist a kohen?" He said, "No." "Pavos nicht? Why not a kohen?" "Because my father's not a kohen." "Pavos nicht? Why is your father not a kohen?" Rav Shimon was puzzled. He was surprised. What kind of a question? Who doesn't know that? Pavos nisht, and he kept on going. Why is his father? And then the Chofetz Chaim sat back with some element of pride and said, "You know, ich bin a kohen. You know that? Pavos, you know why I'm a kohen?" Rav Schwab, I guess, knew the answer. "Because your father was a kohen." "That's right." And then he said, "You know, do you know what it means to be a kohen? Bizman hazeh, the different brachas, the schoolis, the unique status that Kayin enjoys. But you know what it is, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Kayin was. And you know it's going to be lost with Lavai, and the Chavetz Chaim was Meirich. And the way he described it, you could almost feel, he says, it's going to come the Bayis Shlishi. And everybody's going to run to see the Bayis. And you're going to have to stop, because you're not a Kayin. And I'm going to go into the Beis HaMikdash, I'll do the Avodah. And the Chavetz Chaim described in graphic detail this chus of being a Kayin. And then the Chavetz Chaim said, do you know why it is for thousands of years my ancestors had children that were Kehanim and had this privilege, and you and all your ancestors didn't have that privilege? Because thousands of years ago there was an Eitz Tzara by Klal Yisrael. Thousands of years ago there was a terrible Chil Hashem, there was a terrible Bezoyin Kvay Shemayim. It was the Maisa Ego. And Maisha called out, Mi Lashem Eilai. Who cares about the Eibishter? Who's worried? Where hot the Eibishter's in? And my Zayda ran to uphold, to protect Kvay Shemayim. Your Zayda didn't. And that's why for thousands of years, my Zayda's children enjoy this special status of Kahuna, and yours don't. And then the Chavetz Chaim turned very serious, which is obviously the message he was trying to convey. And he says, remember, and he turned to him and says, remember, there's going to be times in history, troubled times, difficult times, situations of great opportunity, of unlimited potential. And if you listen closely, you could almost hear the call of Mi Lashem Eilai. Don't make the same mistake that your Zayda made. Make sure you respond immediately. Make sure you call out loud and clear, I'm ready, I am here, Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't make the same mistake that your Zayda made. I don't know what's doing in Shemayim, but in spite of that, I can tell you that today, Tisha B'Av Tov Shin Nun Tes, if you listen closely, you could hear the cry that's so loud and clear, Mi Lashem Eilai. And I think there are so many reasons, there are so many apparent reasons why today the cry is piercing the Shemayim, Mi Lashem Eilai. First of all, I'm sure you're aware, there were signs all over. Today there's a Machsim Lafi that over 20,000 Yidden worldwide have joined to stop speaking Lashon Hara. That's the largest campaign of Shmiras HaLashon in the history of our Galus. Do you know what kind of powerful call you could hear if you listen of Mi Lashem Eilai? I don't know what's in Shemayim, but I have no doubt that this is probably one of the biggest nachas the Eibishter had in the Langa Bittere Eicha that lasted over 2,000 years. That there are over 20,000 Yidden, and this is they have on record, but there's probably much, much more. But there are over 20,000 Yidden that have today declared war on the enemy that destroyed our Beis HaMikdash, on the enemy that destroys friendships and families and partnerships, on the Soina that causes untold and unimaginable suffering and misery and grief. A person has to be deaf not to hear that call of Mi Lashem Eilai. 20,000 Alof and Revovos the Yisrael are all getting together to respond to that call because of Lashon Hara, like the Chavetz Chaim writes all over, is what brought the Churban. The Churban is the greatest Churban Kvay Shemayim. And today we are trying to protect the Kvay Shemayim. That's a call, Mi Lashem Eilai. But there's another reason, Rabbi Say. There's another reason why I feel that today, if you open your eyes, more importantly, if you open your heart, you'll hear the call loud and clear of Mi Lashem Eilai. And this one is not just an idealistic call. But this one, I think, really, we could say it's a pikuach nefesh. Open your eyes. Look around at Yiddish Tzaris today. Look at how many machlis, how many young people, how many almonis and yisoyimim there are. Just last week, in one day, 2 weeks ago I should say, 2 weeks from today, I'm not in touch, I don't know what's going on in the world, I'm not up with the latest news. But 2 weeks ago on Thursday, what I heard, on one day alone, there were two tragedies, one in Lakewood and one in Muncie, that left 19 Yisoyim. 19 Yisoyim were left in one day. And that's just one day, and you think about what happened this year, how many young people in the prime of their life were snatched, how many young children were left Yisoyim and Yisoyimais. Anybody with an open eye sees Esar Hiliakos. The matzav in Klal Yisrael. A doctor from a goyish doctor, but I say from Sloan Kettah Hospital, that deals with different machlos, told me, and he said, you know, you Jews, you ought to do some soul searching. He's in the business a long time, and he says he sees an disproportionate amount of religious Jews that are stricken with the dreaded disease. There's no medical explanation for it, but I tell you, he says, you better do some soul searching. Your God is wants something from you. There's something there that he's telling you a message. Even a goy knows that there's a call of Mila Hashem Elai, that the Eibush demand von uns. You think about the matzav in Eretz Yisrael. We're b'chol yoyim v'yoyim oyim demoleinu l'chalaseinu. Who knows what's going to be tomorrow? So the matzav in Ruchnius, where if you live in Eretz Yisrael, people say they feel it. They feel like they're living again. Rachmanu l'tzlan, pardon me, in Nazi Germany. The sinner that one yid has to another is unimaginable. And the matzav of Klal Yisrael as a whole throughout the world, the soaring rate of intermarriage, more than 50% of Achinu v'Sareinu marry Goyim, you know what that means? We shouldn't be saying this to B'nai Torah, but there's a chiyuv v'olam mishtatev odom b'tzaron shel Yisrael, and probably 90% of Yidden don't know and don't want to know their Yidden. When the Gemara Sof Saita says v'chol yoyim v'yoyim merubah kolasi mishel chaveray, today we see it in every aspect, in Gashmias, in Ruchnias, in Eretz Yisrael. Anybody with a little seichel realizes Eisar Hiliyakov, the suffering that we have in Eretz Yisrael, the matziv of Klal Yisrael, and the Alkulam, the suffering of the Rebbe Yisrael, the Kalechad Yisrael, of the Tzibrach and the Heretz, that all they could say is, why is this happening? We have to do something. We have to think. If a Goyish doctor says we have to make some soul searching, then we have to make some soul searching. We don't have Urim V'Tumim. We don't have Nevi'im. But we have Baruch Hashem Gedolei Yisrael, Einei HaEda, that give us direction in this Chayshech. And I have in front of me a letter that the Imre Yemes wrote in Tafrei Tzadik Tes, beginning of the Second World War. Oy zois edesh mikem, kasher rabu hatzaris mibayis umibachutz, when the tzaris internally, externally, this is the beginning of the Second World War, so he implores his talmidim, his chassidim, nemanim divrei chazal begolos hazeh mitam lashon hara v'sinas chinam. The Yetzer, the response, our response to the tzaris that are surrounding us, is a tikkun in Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam. L'zois, he says, the response that he recommends for them, evakesh l'hizchadek b'shmiyas ha'lashon m'lashon hara. the Yom Yemes doesn't need our Haskama, but he was about Ruach HaKodesh, that every word he spoke, it sailed to veil to Kol Yomav. But he realizes that when there's a call, Mil Hashem Eilai, when the Tzaris Ba'iz Machutz, it has to begin a Tikkun HaMinyan L'Chaveroi. And today, Libi Yomali, the Tzaris are worse. It's not just Nazi Germany, but Rachamonu L'Tzlan, B'Moichumi, there's Nazi Eretz Yisrael that's tearing apart Eretz Yisrael. There are private Tzaris, there are Klal Yisrael Tzaris, Eish Tzarihi L'Yakov. And when your person realizes Eish Tzarihi L'Yakov, you also have to realize that there's a call Mil Hashem Eilai. Do you care about Klal Yisrael? Does it bother you? And that's why the call that I hear today, you also hear today, Mil Hashem Eilai, is not just a call of Mil Hashem Eilai, but it's Mamish Mamish Pikuach Nefesh. I was speaking to a Rav recently. He went to visit someone in the hospital. And he came back, he was sick, he was physically sick. In every room he saw someone or someone from a family that he knew. He thought he knew this person sick, and then he came back, he was sick, that in every room there was someone else he knew. And today it's come to a time that we know the only Eitz is Mashiach. And we think, when is the Eitz going to send us Mashiach? When is the Eitz to having Rachmanis on us? But you know what I tell you? The Eibishter is ready to send Mashiach. Mashiach is ready to come. But we're not ready. We're not ready. The Gemara, it's not my Chiddush, the Gemara Sanhedrin tells a very touching story. That Yeshua ben Levi met Mashiach and he asked him the question that we all think about, that today is literally Pikuach Nefesh. Le'emas Asimar, when Mashiach, when are you going to come already? When are you going to come to save Klal Yisrael, like one God said, before there won't be a Klal Yisrael left to save? And he said it in his times. And what's today? 90% of Yidden don't know they're Yidden. A Rav from out of town told me, he once showed the boys, mostly from the boys, the Tzura of the Luchas, and he asked them, what is that? So the kids called out, that's the McDonald's emblem. That's on the McDonald's store. We shouldn't be laughing, we should be crying. A Rebbe, a friend of mine who teaches in one of the Brooklyn neighborhoods, they were learning beer tefillah. So he asked the children, what's the title of Mater Asurim? And this is an affirming yeshiva, I don't want to say the neighborhood. So one kid calls out, I know what it means, that the Eibishter has a koyach to give a heta for Isurim. Like in America, mixed swimming is mutta and television is mutta. This is a tmimistic answer. And we shouldn't be laughing, we should be crying, because Torah, Torah, Chigvi, Sak, look what the Yerida our Torah had. And today, more than ever, we would love to meet Mashiach and ask the Mashiach, when are you coming already? When are you coming to save Klal Yisrael before there won't be a Klal Yisrael? So, Amalei Hayoyim. So, Mashiach, Azizek Timur inside, because I'm coming today. So he waited anxiously for the day, for that most anticipated day, and sure enough, Mashiach didn't come. So Yeshua ben Levi was dejected and went back to Beis Medrash. Amalei Shikurik and Meshakibi. Mashiach of all people lied to me. The Amalei Hayoyim Asin of Alayasa. He told me he's coming today, Hayoyim, and he didn't come. So his Chaverim said, Amalei, you're making a mistake. You misunderstood his message, you misunderstood his answer. Hachi Amalei, this is what he told you. Hayoyim in the Koilei Tishmo'u. The Pasuk in Tehillim. He did say Hayoyim, he did mean Hayoyim, and it is a reality. Mashiach coming Hayoyim in the Kolei Tishmo. Mashiach is ready, the Eibishter is ready. It's we that we're not ready. Because when it will be the day of the Kolei Tishmo, Mashiach will undoubtedly come. But what is what we need? When are we going to see the Hayoyim, Hayoyim kivinu lai nagila v'nismacha v'yeshuasai? When are all those tzibrach and aher to the amonim and yisayim going to be zoicha to see tchiyas ha-meisim? When is that day going to come? In the koilei tishmo'u. And what is the koil that we have to listen to? The Chafetz Chaim quotes Medrashim on Asayis. If the churbin came because of sinas chinam, which is lashon hara, So the tikkun and the geula is going to come because of a tikkun in Shemiras HaLashon. So that's the hayoyim in b'koyloi. Again, the Mila Hashem Eilai is so penetrating and it's so awakening, but we have to do something about it. You know, people like hearing a good kasha, a new kasha, a tzarechin, a challenging question. I want to ask you the biggest kasha, the biggest tzarechin, the biggest merapsa nigra. And I wonder if you know the answer to the question. Why do people talk lashon hara? Better yet, why do Erlucha from Yidden, B'nai Torah, why do they talk lashon hara? Well, let me rephrase the question a bit more accurately. How is it possible? How is it shaykh for a ben Torah, for an Erlach Yid, to talk lashon hara? We all know what Chazal say what lashon hara is. We all know the sugya Erechin Daf Tezvav that speaks about the horrible chet bein adam lamakom of lashon hara. Oyin chay shakul keneged kol avoynos. The Rambam, an offener Rambam in Hachasura Peregim Alachavav, writes lahalacha ve'elu she'ein lam chelik o'elam haba ela nichrasim ve'oivdim v'nidoinim al goydel risham lo'oilam ulo'ilam ha'ilamim. The Rambam describes a most horrible scene she'ein lam chelik o'elam haba nichrasim ve'oivdim v'nidoinim al goydel rishasim. So you think, what could be, who fits this description? So you start learning and it seems plausible. Haminim v'apikursim ha'koifim b'toira ha'koifim b'schiyas ha'meisim, that's one of the gimelikim u'balei lashon hara. So look at the chevra that the ba'al lashon hara is with. The apikursim, the koifim, and the oynish will be ein lam chedek b'olam haba nechrasim v'oivdim v'nidoinim. And this is just a little of Chazal about the ba'al lashon hara. But we all know the chet, and we all know, like, Shokul Kinega Kola Avoynos. So why do we talk Lashon Hara? Or better yet, or worse yet, I don't know what the proper word is. Look at the tzar, the anguish and the pain, the suffering that Lashon Hara causes. The Rambam, when he speaks about Lashon Hara, he writes, Afal Pishu Emes Hareze Machir Vesa Oilam. And we once spoke Variches about this Rambam. It's not a gezok, it's not Tama Malitz, it's halacha. You're machiv the oilam katan of every person that you talk about. Whether it's in Shaduchim, whether it's in a business. And ani hageva, I could tell you stories how a lashon hara was machiv esa oilam. And we spoke about it. But it's a reality, it's machiv esa oilam. When Shlomo HaMelech said, Amoves v'achayim b'yad lashon, it was ogetayt, the bein adam l'chaveri in lashon hara. So why do we talk lashon hara? Bein adam l'makom, it's unparalleled. Bein adam l'chaveri, it's unimaginable what it does. So why or how is it possible to talk lashon hara? But worst of all, look what lashon hara does to us. The Goyim used to say a person has to think bein adam l'chaveri, bein adam l'makom. But the most important machshava has to be, the Goyim said, Bein Adam La'atzmai. The responsibility and the chayas that he has to himself. Look what Lashon Hara does to us, Bein Adam La'atzmai. Look what Lashon Hara makes the Baal Lashon Hara. The Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tezvav, says, Kol Mesapa Lashon Hara, Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani V'Hu Yechayin Lada Ba'olam. Shenem is a pasuk in Tehillim. The Eidus to Kavayachol, the Avinu of Rachman says, if there's one person I can't be soiva, I can't stay with together, it's the Baal Lashon Hara. And I always thought the pasuk of Shad is that the Eidus to can't be soiva him on this world. But I have in front of me a letter that I was written by an American Rosh Hashiva who's teaching now in Torah Or in Eretz Yisrael. And I understood a new deher, a deeper deher in that Gemara in Erechim. This was written in Cheshvin Tavshin and Gimel, the letter. And today it's very well known, it's very Mefursim, there was a way of communicating with children, with retarded children, severely retarded children. It's called facilitative communication. That even though the child never learned how to talk and barely could move, and some of them are really, really very unadvanced, they can't, but somehow there's a way that they have devised that the children could actually respond by pointing to different letters. And this American Rosh Hashiva was one of the first that used it and derived a benefit from it. And he wrote a letter to someone, the chava of mine, who heard about it. I wanted to know his first person. This is the person that it happened to. And I did a lot of research after this. And this is just a tipa shebiyam of what this moyedik giloy is. They asked him questions, and I have the transcript in my bungalow. I once mentioned it here, it's not Negei for now. But they asked this child, his name was Yosef, at the time. He was a young child, he had no head control, he couldn't walk, he couldn't talk, he couldn't sit and couldn't stand. He never learned an oisachas. And they asked him the most difficult questions in Tanakh, and each one he was right. Rav Scheinberg heard about it and wanted to see it for himself, and he came and he asked him shailas that only the child knew the answer to. So if he writes there that his wife asked him, Yosef, why, and she pointed to him, she could talk to him, he couldn't respond, why can't you talk? If you know so much. So he answered, and I have it in front of me, the letter, Ki dibarti lashon hara, v'lo yecholti leikanes legan Eden. Do you hear that? Do you hear a child that never learned, and all of a sudden became a baki? Not a became, he was at all times a baki. And they asked him who taught him, the Malach. So when she read that message, Ki dibarti lashon hara v'yecholti leikanes legan Eden, she was horrified. So she asked him right away, so what can we do for you? Lilmoid hilchais lashon hara. That was his response. And he writes another incident in Gateshead with a child, with a girl who replied in Polish, because that's what she was in the first Gilgal. And again, they asked, why are you here in such a terrible matzif? Because of Lashon Hara. And since then, there are so many more stories. One story, he said, Rav Scheinberg asked him shailas, one child, and he only knew tshuvas from a certain tkufa till be'erach, the 1850s. And in those tshuvas, he was a baki nifla. And after that, he didn't know. So they asked the child, why don't you know these? So he said, because he was a rav in a European shtetl, and he spoke lashon hara occasionally. So everything else he learned till 1850. He remembered, but after 1850, when he was nifta, he never learned it. He didn't know it. And then I said, you know, that's a different kavana. That's a different implication in the Gemara and Erechin. That it's not only kaviyachol of devil that the Eibishter can't be soivel about lashon hara. But it's almost as if Kaviyachul, the Eibish, is saying, I can't take you in Gan Eden either. But Yecholti Leikanes LeGan Eden, the child told us, because of Lashon Hara. And that's the Bein Adam LeMokoyim, the Bein Adam LaAtzmoy in Lashon Hara. So why do we talk Lashon Hara? If we hear this over and over again, the Bein Adam LeChaveri, the Bein Adam LeMokoyim, the Bein Adam LiAtzmoy, if you do the Chayvus Halavavos in Shara Kniya, Perek Zayin, writes that if someone speaks Lashon Hara, he loses all his chusim, and his mitzvahs go to the one he speaks about, and his averus of the other person comes to him. That's in Shara Kniya, Perek Zayin, the Aruch HaSadikim. Also, both Rishonim and Shar also says this. So I guess we heard this. Okay, you know, we're Gizach HaNeitzah, right? But it says in the Sefer Magid Mesharim, Kiduah the Beis Yosef had a Magid that taught him many different Soidais. And there in Parshat Vayakel, Vizel Lashon, the Magid, the Malach told the Beis Yosef, Divrei Chayves Halvavas Halalu Heim Emes V'yatsiv. It's not Gezok, it's a reality. When someone talks Lashon Hara, he loses his chusim. And I once gave a muscle to this. Imagine a person is a builder and he works Kol Yomav, he builds the World Trade Center. He himself builds the whole center. He works his Gan Tzur Leben. and he's about to turn around to call his friend to share the nachas, and the whole building collapses. A lifetime of accomplishment crumbles in front of his own eyes. And that's what the Chayvus HaLevavos, and that's what the Maggid was telling us, that that's what happened to Lashon Hara. And the Frat of the Torah that live a life of Torah and Mitzvahs, that's the Bein Adam La'atzmai. The Chafetz Chaim quotes a Zoya Kaddish, Chafetz Chaim is a Shmiras HaLashon in Chelik Beis. Perik Chavav, he quotes a Zoya Kaddish, that it's the Lashon Hara is Mitama, everything we learn, and Afilu Yilmait Kala Torah Kula, but the Lashon Hara is Mitama, the Torah that we learn. And then I think to myself, so what's going on here? Why is it that we talk Lashon Hara? How can a sensible person talk Lashon Hara? Bein Adam L'Chaveira, what it does. Bein Adam La'atzmai, the impact that it has in Shemayim. But Va'ika Bein Adam La'atzmai, Eze Shaita Ma'abed Mashin Naisen Lai. And look what's happening to the Baal Lashon Hara. And this is not the whole picture of Lashon Hara. You look in Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon. You know, I once said it's a remarkable thing. You talk about Ahavas Yisrael, the Chafetz Chaim is the first one that comes to mind, and that's what he was. You talk about an Awadar, a Oyev Yisrael that everybody realizes the Oyev Yisrael, Rav Segel Zechayin Levracha. My Rebbe Zangezun is certainly the Oyev Yisrael in Awadar. And the Tzad HaShav, I once noticed, all of these three people, Bad L'Chaim, spent their life trying to stop the chet of Lashon Hara, of Shmiras HaLashon. And you look in the Chafetz Chaim's Tzvar, what he writes, it's so frightening and it's so scary. And you wonder, is that Avos Yisrael to scare us, to get us nervous? And why is it throughout the Dayas, it was the Oyev Yisrael that felt the sacred mission to uproot Lashon Hara? You know what the answer is? Because Lashon Hara is our biggest soina. Ba'bat mibayis, ba'chutz, Bein Adam L'Chaveri, Bein Adam L'Mokam, Bein Adam L'Atzmai. And the biggest expression, the greatest manifestation of Ahavas Yisrael is to go out and try, Yidin, stop talking Lashon Hara. Yidin, stop talking Lashon Hara. Look what it's doing to you, it's doing to Klal Yisrael, it's doing to your Torah. The Maral in the Sivas Olam, in Shar HaLashon, Perek Tes, writes, Loisim Tzachet, there is no Chet. Sheirichu l'sap by the Chazal spoke about k'may chet halashon, like the chet of Lashon Hara, and this is the Maral talking, who each word is so detailed, and then he concludes bevadai, certainly beemes, undoubtedly im kol bnei adam lavlevin, if every person in the world would be a seifer, lo yuchlu lichtay tchisus halashon, they would still be unable to write the gnus, the hefsid of Lashon Hara. I believe it's poshit, because look what Lashon Hara does, Bein Adam L'Chaveri, Bein Adam L'Mokim, and worst of all, Bein Adam L'Atzmai. So why do we speak Lashon Hara? And even in yeshivas, even Bnei Torah, why do we find Lashon Hara so prevalent? Why do we have to have a machsim in the feet? Do we have to have a machsim anti-tarfis campaign? Why is Lashon Hara our biggest soina? I saw the Yalkut Me'amlois in Parashat Tzava asked this question, but the way he words it, I think, is very encouraging. And he writes, "Ha'uma Yisraelis Umi Yekarihi." It's a very precious nation. The Samad Yeshba Yira Shemayim. They have so much Yira Shemayim. So why do they talk Lashon Hara? And let me tell you, we can be proud, and we should be proud that we are an Uma Yekara. And the frat in America, Bnei Torah, Tafshin Nun Tes, we've come a long, long way. And we should be proud that we are the Uma Yekara, that Tamid Yesh Bayera Shemayim. The Asmada we have today, the Ahavas HaTorah, the Mesiras Nefesh, the Kailim, the Beis Yaakov, Tzedakah, Kashrus, the nicest Lulav, the people spend a Hain Rav on a mitzvah. We are the Uma Yikara that's Tamid Yesh Bayera Shemayim. But that makes the question that much more difficult. So why is Lashon Hara still the public enemy number one of this Uma Yikara? So someone will say, well, I know what it is. It's hard. It's very hard. Come on, you know, you're sitting with chaverim, you're sitting by a table, you're sitting by a chasana, in yeshiva. It's hard to be really nizah. But I tell you, to that I take strong exception. Because that's an outright insult to the Umayyad Qur'an that we're talking about. Is there anything that's too hard for us? Is there anything that an Umayyad Qur'an will say we can't do is too hard? Isn't that a terrible bazillion to even suggest such a reason? Is fasting today, Tisha B'Av, an easy mitzvah? Is fasting Yom Kippur an easy mitzvah? Did anybody ever dream of eating today? If I would offer you $10,000 to eat today, would anybody consider it? So why do we talk Lashon Hara for free? The Yomi Yikara that's willing and always was willing to die our Kiddush Hashem. So we can't stop talking Lashon Hara because it's too hard? That's ludicrous. That's not the answer. Why is it that we have, and we hear it, and but I hear it also, people are talking, and you hear something that's vadei, vadei lashon hara, whether it's talking about a chava, whether it's talking about a rebbe, or a principal, or a teacher, or whatever it is, and you wonder, how could that be? How could it go on like this? So even if you have enough courage, you say, why do you say lashon hara? So what do you hear? Come on, I was just joking, I didn't mean it. That's the Ben Adam L'Chaveri, Ben Adam L'Yatzmai. What did that mean? You're just joking. Did somebody ever eat a ham sandwich and say, Rabbi Shalom, guess what? I was just joking. So why Lashon Hara? That's certainly so much worse. Do you hear all these Baba Mises? One person tells me, it's not Lashon Hara. It's my opinion. Anayater, it's my opinion. Or it's true, or he's my cousin, or a teacher. Is anybody das anyhow? There's not much to lose. All these Nairish Titan that is mice in the chol yoim. So why is Lashon Hara the enemy number one of this Uma Yikara? You know what the answer is? The answer is one word. And that's why I came today, to try to help tackle this one word problem. And that word is Hergel. We get used to talking Lashon Hara. I think the best English translation, it's habit. It becomes a habit. First time we talk Lashon Hara, it hurts, it chops. Then we learn to tolerate it, and slowly but surely we learn to accept it, to live with it, to sanction it, until Rachmana Litzlan, we get used to enjoying it. It becomes a geschmackishtik Lashon Hara. And this is the overwhelming power, the overwhelming destructive force of Hergel. Like the Velt says, the Gemara says, keep the other masa aveirai, nasa like geheta. And let's say he does it the second time, nasa like mitzvah. And I would add, in what's quote, the yeshiva shel Lashon Hara, the third time is not only a mitzvah, now it's already a chiyav, and then it's a chiyav gomer, to talk about the other Rosh Hashiva, the other Rebbe, the other Rav. That's the, not a mitzvah, it's not enough, it's not a mitzvah, it's a chiv, a chayv kadosh, it's a mitzvah emtzvah graven. That's Hergel. You think if you don't like the other person, you're allowed to say what you want, you're allowed to be opinionated, you're allowed to walk out of a shiur and say, how was the shiur? No, that's Lashon Hara. That's mother's biyad lashon. Rafam once told me, what's that biyad lashon? What is in biyad? V'chiyash yad, l'loshon, like the Gemara asks. So he said, the Chacham Mikol Adam understood that sometimes, without a word, with a yad, like the yad of a neder, it means like a partial word, not even a word, a krumit the nuz, like the Velt says, kiba apam har guish. And we get used to it. You're allowed to say what you want, you don't have to think twice. And that's Hergel. And this the Chafetz Chaim writes, both in the Mishneh Berurah and Siman Shin Mem Gimel, and more by Riches, he writes it in the Chafetz Chaim, in his classic Sefer, in the end of Klal Tes. He asked this question, why is this our biggest Chorban? And he writes, and I've Zelda Shain Kotchei, Kashin is Boin and Hate of Nimsa, Shesibas Pirtes Ha'ovan Hamar Shelashin Harahu, B'pnei shekol echad hurga minarusay. We used to talk in Ladava Mashu Reitza, Bein Meicha, Bein Mal al Daitai, Shiesh Chashash Isibedava. Come on, chill out, it's only a word, leave me alone. Ulachain, even though he hears later that this is Lashon Hara and he hears a Shmuz and he has a Maxim Lafi, but already it's, you know, either he thinks it's Bafrum, or else it's too late. That's the Koyuch of Heragos of Tachafet Chaim, you get used to it. And let me give you a marshal. It's a very painful marshal, but it's a very perfect marshal. I think it's a very illustrative marshal that will show the Koyuch of Heragos. Like that sometimes we hear of another carbon of Golis, someone who had a fairly good chinuch and went off the derech, Chachmanu Litzlan. How did it happen? How did it happen that you could tell him and he doesn't listen? It didn't happen overnight. Slowly, slowly, he left this, he left that. And then Nebuch, you look at him, he's off the derech. So you run over and say, how could you do that? The Mishnah Berurah says, the famous is Asa. You're talking to the wolves. You're insane. You're telling him Mr. Brewer he doesn't believe in anything. What is it going to help strong with Mr. Brewer? And that's what it is, Rabbi Yisai. When it comes to Lashon Hara, there are many people that could be tzaddikim or gedolim, and they'll ask a shayla on the kutei shel yud. When it comes to Lashon Hara, they're off the derech. That's what it is. They know, but they're not goyis it. And Naftali Amsterdam once said, how come people run around the world to get a heter meir abonim to remarry when that's only chayim debein gershim? And yet Lashon Hara has kama v'chama aveiros and no one asks a shayla. You know what the answer to that question is? That's the word hergel. Because we're used to asking shaylas, and we'll ask a shayla on a blitz drop, on a blood spot in an egg. But Lashon Hara, when it comes to a shidduch that it's mamish, you see, Machav as Oilam, why don't we hear Shilas about that? Why don't Rabbanim get calls? I'm allowed to say something. Don't you need a Hetzimei Rabbanim to destroy someone else's life? Shouldn't the person ask 100 Rabbanim before he throws away his Nitzchias? Before he becomes a person that the Abishta says, Ein ani v'hu yachayim ladav Oilam? So why do we have such an indifferent, complacent attitude to Shmiras HaLashon? Again, it's a question on the Uma Yikara that's so niz in every kites v'tag. And that's hergel. You get used to it. And it's almost as if you're off the derech in Hilchos Shmiras HaLashon. And I can prove it to you. Imagine you see a friend, a chava, a brother, whatever it may be, he's munching on a sandwich. It looks very tasty. You ask him, hey, what is that? Well, you know what this is? This is a ham sandwich. And I put a piece of cheese in just to give it flavor. Mamash chalish. So why is it by sitting by a table and a chava says Lashon Hara, anybody laughs? Does anybody doubt? Does anybody have a suffix that Lashon Hara is kama v'chama times worse? The Chofetz Chaim I saw in one place and Zechor the Miriam writes, and you can feel the pain, he says, v'chi mishum de'yesh kama v'chama lavim. Is that why we don't care about it? That's a very painful statement. Because it's worse, we care less. It can't be. So why do we speak Lashon Hara? It's hergel. But you know something? There's a very bright side, a very promising, there's a very encouraging part of this otherwise gloomy picture. And that is that hergel is reversible. We could use hergel, our biggest enemy, the cause of the Golos of 2,000 years, and we could make it our biggest friend, our biggest koyach. We could take that horrible katega v'aseis Lashon Hara and make it our most effective sanega. We could take the siba of the Golos and turn it into the siba of our geula. And this Taira Chaverai is what Maxim Lefi is all about. Because Machsan Lefi, in any form, the remarkable success, yes, the remarkable success that this Machsan Lefi, the Chayotzeba, the reason they have such unbelievable success, that there are tens and thousands, again, there are tens of thousands of men, women, and children, lav dafke b'nei yeshiva, but pashita people, quote, that have signed up not to talk Lashon Hara again. And it works. You know why it works? Because they have harnessed the koyach of Hergel to stop talking Lashon Hara. Because what is the problem? We're indifferent, we're callous about the words, and Maxim Lefi teaches us to think before you talk. It shows us, it encourages us, and it almost entices us that Shmiras HaLashon is not all that hard. Once we have this equation, once we see its equivalent, Lashon Hara like Chaza, then it's not an Nisoyin. But the problem is we don't have that feeling. Rav Shmuel Hyman is a Chayin Levracha, one of the Talmidim and Chafetz Chaim, also an unusual Oyhev Yisrael, and again also someone who was Loichim Kol Yomav against Lashon Hara. He writes in his sefer, he once went to the Brisker Rav, the Chayin Levracha, and he asked him, he heard someone said, someone found in a sefer, that in Shemayim there's a special Oynish for someone that doesn't realize and live with the realization that Lashon Hara is as bad as any other Aveira. So he writes, the Rav got up, Molei Kaimasei, and said, yes, 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 in Shemayim there's a special Oynish if someone doesn't live with the Hakara of the Chaymechet of Lashon Hara. You know why that's so important, Libi Emily? Because that's the answer to our problem. That is the solution to this horrible problem. Because once we live with the realization that Lashon Hara is unacceptable, then with the Umu Yakar that could do anything. We could be Moisei Nefesh, we certainly could stop talking. And again, I'm telling you, this is not my chiddush. The Chafetz Chaim writes in the same stickle, Loi kein hadavim ayo'ov mazet tamen es bonov. And for those who don't have children, for Bachrim, it means his chaverim, or younger siblings, umagilam bezeh ben arusam shvayodabal lashon hara, memeila hoya hadavim zen atua benafsham mitzad hergel. There would be a hergel fakered. There would be a hergel not to tolerate Lashon Hara. V'ayinokim l'hem'achakach l'hem'achakach l'gades atzmon l'gamri b'midah ha'kadoshahu. That's the problem and that's the solution. To reverse the trend, to pick up a hergel of sensitivity not to talk Lashon Hara. And let me go back to that painful muscle. And let me reconstruct it. Let me use that muscle, that very depressing muscle, and make it the most encouraging muscle that we could use in our fight against Lashon Hara. We live today in what's known as the Dor of Balei Tshuva, the era of Balei Tshuva. Now, the younger people here probably think that that's Tachi Darkei Shel Olam, they're Balei Tshuva every year. I heard from my Rebbeim, the Seichem, the Rashi Rav Zalig Zayin Gesund, when he was in yeshiva before the Mechama, 60 years ago, the concept of Baal Tshuva was unheard of. There was no such thing. There was one Baal Tshuva, Nelson Birnbaum, but Ramesh, the concept was non-existent. Today we live in the Dor of Baalei Tshuva, and the emissaries of Schwab, the Chayin Levracha, once said, we shouldn't be calling them Baalei Tshuva, because they didn't, Baal Tshuva means he does Averis and does Tshuva. The Tinoikas Shenizbu. So he said he'd like to refer to them as Tzaddikim. So I would also like to call them, we live in the Dor of Tzaddikim. Now think about it, and if you ever had the privilege to talk to a Tzaddik about Tshuva, you'll be amazed. It's a Sugya Shlema in Mesiras Nefesh. Each one is a different parasha of Mesiras Nefesh. I know personally, probably you all know, some gave up careers, some gave up literally millions of dollars, some gave up their own spouses, wives, children, some became the ridicule of the whole family. Each one invariably is a shining example of Mesiras Nefesh. And you wonder, how could a person do that? I once spoke with somebody, he said, you have no idea how this tastes and how he enjoyed that food, and what it means stopping to be Mechal Shabbos, and what it means keeping Yom Kippur the first time. It's mamish, a Mesiras Nefesh that I'm afraid to say I can never do myself. To change a lifestyle of Kulei Olam Hazeh and becoming Kulei Kadosh, I wonder if we could do what they do. And that's why they really should be referred to as the Dor of Tzaddikim. But how do they do it? How do they give up everything for a vision? They don't learn in yeshiva 20 years and see the time of a Rav Chaim, of a Baruch Beh. It's all a vision, it's all a future, it's all a hope. And they give up everything. And the Meisei Nefesh She'ein Kamoyu. You know what the answer is? It's terrible. They get used to a different lifestyle. And it takes unbelievable physical and psychological koiches to uproot oneself from where he is for all the years and change. But that's the Dor of Tzaddikim, people that made the greatest changes with, I can't say Mesiras Nefesh because that's an understatement. It's a remarkable Mesiras Nefesh. That's the koyach of Hergel. That's what it means. A person takes the koyach of Hergel and uses it for his aliyah. And you know something? Let's go a step further. There's a famous story. I believe it's probably the most powerful Musish move in Hilchas Tshuva. There was a bacha. He went once to the Ger Rebbe, Zichron Levracha, and the Rebbe asked him, "Where do you learn?" She said, "Arsa Meach," which is known to be a Baal Tshuva yeshiva, but he added, "I'm not a Baal Tshuva." So the Ger Rebbe says, "Favos nisht. Why aren't you a Baal Tshuva? And if you have any shaykhs to these tzaddikim, you will see that is the most penetrating, that's the most powerful, that's the most helpful question, that if we would ask ourselves that question, we would also become tzaddikim. We have our problems, right? We that were born in firmer families, and I think in B'nai Torah we could say the main problem is in Chet HaLosh, whether it's Einaz Devarim or Shmir HaLoshin. And sometimes you ask a bacha, why did you stop already? Why did you stop this, the sinas chinam, the talking, the mevatel yenim, the bittel? It's too hard, I can't. It's my nature, my personality, that's what I am. And then a person has to scream at himself and yell at himself and touch himself. Favos nisht. Why can't you change? There are tens and thousands of people that made the most unbelievable, unimaginable Mesiras Nefesh. They changed their whole lifestyle. And you, Ben Torah, you see an Abish in front of you. You learn a Gemara Erech and you learn a Rambam and you can't stop talking. Favos nisht. That is such a powerful question that should knock the person off his feet. You can't change. It's too hard for you. Look at the thousands, the tens of thousands that gave up jobs and careers and families and children. You know what it means to part with your children? I know someone that doesn't speak to his own children. A shtick von sich. And then you can't find tzeduchim, and they have to learn, and it's so hard to learn, olive base, grown people, professionals, millionaires, and they could change. And then we have to ask ourselves, Avos nisht, why can you change? Such a powerful question. And we could change. But we need an awareness. You need to start a new hergel. And that is what this day is going to begin. Whether it's Machsim Lefi, whether it's learning Hilchus Lashon Hara. But that's the answer. It's one word. Because once you're aware of the problem, once you live with the severity of the problem, then it's not hard. We're an Umi Yikara, don't forget. And let me tell you something. If you're thinking, it's easier said than done, right? It sounds good, it's a nice idea, but is it going to work? So I'll tell you, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to take my word for it. Ask around. Ask around by tens and thousands of men, women, and children that today are living a life of lush and horror-free life. And I know people, and I'm a little involved with this, there are tens and thousands, I don't like to say the word Pashut the Yidden because no Yid is Pashut, but what we consider Pashut the Yidden that don't know the Gemara we know, but are living a life free of lush and horror. And they will tell you it is very possible. If you reverse the trend, if you take the hergel and make it our biggest friend, the Einai Re'isi or Ba'oznai Shamati, there were two girls talking, one, Be'erach, 6 years old, and Kindish, one child said something, I don't like the other girl. So Biyaznai Shamati, the girl said, ow, ow, ow. In our house, when someone says Lashon Hara, we all say, ow, the ear, my ears hurt when I talk Lashon Hara. And I cannot imagine the Nachas Ruach the Eibishter had from that child response. Because in that home, Lashon Hara was unacceptable. Lashon Hara was inexcusable. And just like in every Yiddish home, if a child would sit down Shabbat by the table and turn on a radio, everybody would go, ow, ow, I can't take it, what are you doing? Regardless of the age, right? There are tens and thousands of homes today that Lashon Hara is just as destructive, is just as intolerable, because that is the koyach of Hergel. And in that home, Lashon Hara is non-existent. Just like in our homes, Chazer is non-existent, that's the koyach of Hergel. And that's something we have to start today. People think, to stop Lashon Hara, really? And I guess I know if the varmint could put in the same boat, but I'm so used to it, and I tried once, and it's not so easy. It's a dream, is it really true? You know, they say that one person said, kicking the habit of smoking, quitting to smoke, is the easiest thing. I did it 1,000 times already. There's a lot of chokhmah to that, you know. People want to change, but they can't. So you stop 1,000 times smoking, right? Many people here today are thinking the same thing. Yeah, Lashon Hara, I heard a shmooze last year and 2 years ago. I tried, and I'll try again. Maybe one day I'll make it, right? It's a dream. I'm so used to it, and especially, and again, b'mayachmi, but in the yeshiva, where it's so prevalent, the bittul that goes on, if we really stop, isn't it really a dream? Is it reality? So I'll tell you a story that taught me an important lesson. It was very helpful and was very instructive, very constructive, but really it taught me what a lashon of a chazal. The Panovich Rav was once walking in Bnei Brak right after the World War with a chav of his, and all of a sudden he stopped and he pointed and he says, you see that hilltop? On that hilltop I'm going to build the biggest yeshiva in the world. It's going to have the greatest Rosh Yeshiva, the most revered mashgichim, the most promising gedolei Torah as Talmidim. So his colleague Achava says, Panovich Rav, to Cholim, so you're dreaming. This was Bnei Brak right after the war. There was barely a yeshiv there. It was mamas more like farms. This is before, it's the Bnei Brak of today. There was barely Yidin there, and he's building the biggest, most glorious yeshiva. Panovich Rav, you're choluming, he said. So the Rav said, yeah, yeah, taka, taka, you're cholim. I'll be chshlofnist. Do I have to tell you today, Rabbi Say, what stands on that hilltop? That on that hilltop is the biggest yeshiva, with the greatest Rashi yeshiva, with the most revered mashkichim, and with the most promising gedolei Torah growing from day to day. You know what that taught me, that simple story? Memuz cholomin, a yid hatzloch is as a cholom. He shoots high, he has aspirations, he has a dream. But if he's not sleeping, he'll succeed. And to me, that was the greatest expression of Abol Etaya Messiah Noisai. Because nobody has any Hasaga, the unlimited Bracha, the unlimited Skula, the unimaginable Hatzlacha of Abol Etaya Messiah Noisai. And as Chatoy Ani Maske Ayoy, when I first heard about the idea of Machshon Rafi, I think it was 8 years ago, I thought it was a Cholam. Lashon Hara is so entrenched in Klal Yisrael. But in the past 9 years, and I have the statistics across the street, tens and thousands of Yidden, again I stress, men, women and children, stopped talking Lashon Hara. You know what that taught me? Mekan Cholomin, a Mishlofnish is going to work. You know why so many people quit Lashon Hara so many times? Because they had a Cholom, but they were sleeping. They weren't doing. They weren't living with the vision. They just had a great idea. You know, I once said, Habol Ataya Messiah Noisai. Haroitzel Ataya is nothing. It doesn't say Haroitzel Ataya. Who doesn't want to be good? We all want to be good. But from Haroitzel Ataya, comes a response, I tried it 1,000 times. That's what happens. Haraita to quit smoking will say one day, I quit 1,000 times. It's true. When someone's habolataya, when he makes a step, when he takes the initiative, when he does something, then Messiah, I say. Then the cholam becomes a reality. And that's what we have to do today. Not to be roitiltaya, but to be habolataya. And in each in his own way, I once said, Lagabi, Shmiras Haloshin, which includes the Nas of Orim, B'derech Drush, it's not Emes Tepshat, but the Yisod is Zicha Zicha Emes, proven. Emor Ma'at Vasei Harbe. Usually a person has to put a lot of effort in to get results. But in Shmiras Haloshin, I think the Metzius is Emor Ma'at Vasei Harbe. Once you do something, once you have an Ahakara, once you have a realization, once you have that equation in front of you, that Lashon Hara is Machiv Es Ha'olam, is Ma'abed Es Ha'olamai, that's the answer. Then you start asking shailas, you start thinking before you talk. Emar Ma'at, it's a little habolataya, whether it's learning the halachas, which I'm very proud to say today, there are 110,000 people on record that learn 2 halachas every day. 110,000 people. The phone calls that Nashim, they speak every night over the phone learning halachas, is also thousands upon thousands. And they will tell you that it's true. Emar ma'at vasei harbe. Once you live with an awareness, with a heightened sensitivity, that's the answer. The asei harbe is unimaginable. The emar mi'at is the cholam. The result is the asei harbe, is the reality. Because the problem is the hergel. The problem is not we're talking to Rishayim. We're talking to an umi yakara that's willing to be maisa nefesh. So vas felt, it's the hergel. And just think about what it is. You know, sometimes you're allowed to have a little taivas olam haza. Indulge yourself, okay? Treat yourself. Tisha b'av megmundos. Try to picture, try to close your eyes when you have a moment today, and try to picture what the world would be without Lashon Hara, what the world would be without Sinas Chinam. It's mamish a taiva, it's mamish oinig she'en kamayu, just thinking about it, what the world would be without the sinner that destroys anything and everything in its path. We say in Yom Kippur that Yom Kippur is a day of zivas, kineh v'sachris, a day of simas, ahava v'reyos. That's Yom Kippur. And even then, it's not mukhrach, but we all feel in a certain sense that feeling, ki'ish echad b'leiv echad. Right, last night I looked around before we started Meyer, everybody was in such a good mood, in such a erlich mood, and no one would say Lashon Hara, Tisha B'Av, you felt it. Try to imagine, take off time, it's kedai, what the world would look like, our relation bein adam l'chaveri, what the yeshivas would be like, what families would be like, what partnerships would be like, without Lashon Hara. It's Gan Eden thinking about it. Rabbi Yoav Pianis type, Kimei HaShemayim al Ha'aretz. We are put on this world to live Himmel Diketeg, Kimei HaShemayim, Gan Eden al Ha'aretz on this world. That's what Shmiras Haloshen brings. It brings Kimei HaShemayim al Ha'aretz. Rabbi Zayin Gizant, he must have said this 12 times, and each time you could feel the emes of it. He always tries to paint a picture of a Hecher Sa'at Levin, of a life on Machlaikis, on your deepest HaKavid, Nishtan the Narish, how you would say, the Narish and Narish of Blotta von Sinna und Machlaikis. Ahecha Levin, enjoying a Gemara, not worrying if the other person knows more than you, or not the Redding Yenim. Shmiras Haloshen brings a life of Azivas, Kineh V'Sachris, Simas Ava V'Reyes. And that should be enough to make us dream for that day, to give us a Cheshik for that day. But it's not going to happen if we're sleeping. There has to be Habolataya. You know, I once spoke in a yeshiva for boys a little younger than you. And I told them, today we have no Beis Hamikdash, we have no Karbanis, we have no Kohen Gadol, we have no Avoida. Right? We cry about that, what used to be, but today we don't have it. But I told them, you know, if I would tell you we have a Kodesh HaKadosh, wouldn't you be excited? Of course. So I said, you know, each and every one of you sitting here has a Kodesh HaKadosh. And you could see the surprise, the shock in their eyes. What are you talking about? I said, yes, each and every one of you have a Kodesh HaKadosh. If I'll show you where it is, maybe it's in the basement, maybe upstairs, but if I'll show you where the Kodesh HaKadosh is, how would you protect it? How would you watch it? How would you treasure it? How would you cherish it? So you could see their eyes lit up. So I quoted them from the Goyim's letter, Ki HaPeh Kodesh HaKadosh. For younger children, we have to explain that, the relationship, the reality of it. But for elder Rebbechim, does that need a Hezba? Does it need a Hezba Ki HaPeh Kodesh HaKadosh? Is there anything that a Yid has that is inherently so Kaddish as his mouth? The mouth that learns Yoimim V'Layla Torah Kaddisha, which as the Gemara says, Ano Nafshi Kosivas Yehovis, is the Nefesh of the Eibishter, whatever that means. The mouth that talks Peh El Peh to the Shechina, like the Mesil Sharm says, Kashi Yadaba Isha Reyeya, with the same mouth. The mouth that does Chesed, the mouth that's Menachem Aveilim and the Vakacholim. In Yeshiva Shishprach, I would say, what's the greatest Chefsa Shel Mitzvah that's used 354 days a week is a mouth. And we know how we tzitza with Derech Eretz for a beged of tzitzis, which is not even a chef, which is not really Chayiv and Sheamus, right? It's not Kedusha, it's Tashmishay Mitzvah and the Zerokin, but we put it in Sheamus. And then we have a concept called Kedusha, Sheamus, Tefillin Mezuzah, which is Kadosh. But here we have something that's Kodesh HaKadosh. Don't you find in the Poskim, in the Rishonim, Peh Kodesh Yoyim Adov Azeh, a mouth is Kodesh HaKadosh? Look in the Shev Shemites in the Hagdamah, the way he speaks about the Yid's mouth. Look, it's remarkable. Look at the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Aleph, how he speaks about a Yid's Dibur, the Ashpah it has on the Olamos. It doesn't need a Hezba. Ki HaPeh Kodesh HaKadosh. Shouldn't that give us a different perspective in Shmiras HaLashon? Forget about the Onchim and the Averis, but the positive, how we have to protect the mouth. It's Kodesh HaKadosh. The Rishalmi in Shabbos Perek Aleph Halacha Beis says, Abshim Bayachoy says, if he would have been Bishas the Bria, he would have asked the Eibishter to make for each person two mouths, one for Torah and one for other Sicha. It's a very good suggestion. But let me just add, the Eibishter obviously, apparently, did not think so. So it's not the Ratzon Hashem. The Eibishter made every Yid with only one mouth. So, Libi Oimeli, that's the greatest vote of confidence for Klal Yisrael. The Eibishter is showing us and telling us, Yidin, you could have one mouth. It's Kodesh HaKadoshim. You could use it for all Sicha. You are equal to the challenge to protect that Kodesh HaKadoshim. You don't need two mouths. If a Goy Lahavdu would have to learn, he would have to have a different mouth, because his mouth is tummy. But a Yid's mouth inherently is Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Eibishter gave us such a chizik, and that Yerushalmi, a Yid doesn't need two mouths. He could maintain the Kedusha with one mouth. That's a fantastic vote of confidence. That Yidin are equal to the challenge. We are an Uma Yikara. But you have to realize it's a Kodesh HaKadosh. And when you talk about someone else, you're being mitamei the Kodesh HaKadosh. Imagine if you would have a Kodesh HaKadosh in your basement. Would you throw the garbage there? Would you put a dirty diaper there? Would you put your sneakers there? And a person has a mouth that's kakule kodosh. If we would have that attitude, if we would have that hergel, that magical word hergel, there wouldn't be a machsim lefi. We wouldn't need a machsim lefi. And you know what I felt the amitis of that? It happened here approximately 10 years ago. We made a big reishim. A bacha, he came from Cleveland, an Erlich bacha. He's a Ben Aliyah. He came running to me. He's almost crying. He was by the pool, and he was walking, and somehow he thinks, he's not even sure, a little fly, not a fly, like a mosquito, flew into his mouth. And before, you know what, he couldn't find, he couldn't find it. So he's not sure, but he's afraid that maybe he, Chalila, swallowed that mosquito. So I says, what do you want me to do? What could I do for you? I'll tell you, I want to go to the infirmary, and there's a special medicine that induces vomiting. I'll throw it up. I says, why do you think that's necessary? He goes, what do you mean? Timtum alei. And he was shaking from timtum alei. And of course he's right. I'm at a place of relief for now. But the hergish, that's an umu yakara. That's Tamad Yesh by Yerushalayim. He's afraid of a slightest chashash in timtum alei, and he's willing to regurgitate to get out of timtum alei. That's an umu yakara. I'm not surprised. And that was a suffix. So I thought to myself, that's the answer. That's the answer to public enemy number one, Lashon Hara. If we would think what goes out of our mouth the same way we think what goes into our mouth, if we would realize that when you say a word of Lashon Hara, it's not just Timtum Alev, it's Metame the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's Metame the Helix, the part of a person, it's Metame the cloth of the Sefer Torah, like Yishev Shemaita says. It's Matama, the mouth that talks to the Shechina, Kashidaba Ishareyeyu. It's Matami, the mouth that learns Yoimum Valaila Nefesh Alekis. We have a tremendous hergel in Kashrus. If you find a piece of meat in Manhattan, would you eat it and say, I hope for the best? Because we have a hergel. We sit there, and we don't like this Hechsher, and this Hechsher is no good, and that we want only with four Hechsher. Tavei Aleichem Bracha, that's Uma Yakara. If we had the same attitude, the same tugang to Lashon Hara, we would ask Shilas, we would learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. The problem is we don't have this Hakara, we don't have this Hergel. And that's what we have to do today. We have to walk out with a Hakara, we do want to have an Hakara. You know, I always say it's Shmiras HaLashon, the Chafetz Chaim called it Shmiras HaLashon, and that's what the Paiskim say. And I think this is an important message. Because one of the major obstacles of Shmiras HaLashon is, it's not for me. I don't live in a desert island. I'm not a hermit. I live with people. I'm a friendly, outgoing. How can I not talk? And the Chafetz Chaim Taku writes, that's one of the main strategies of the Yetzer Hara. So I once said that's why probably the Chafetz Chaim called the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. Because it's a very important but subtle message. You know, Rav Schwab once said, and I quote, even with his accent, the Chafetz Chaim loved to talk. Rav Schwab spent time with him. He loved to talk. That's what he said. A while later, I heard from Rabbi Zayin Gesund. He said, he once told me, you think about the Chafetz Chaim's life and the remarkable 95 years. The Chafetz Chaim spent probably 60 or 70 years talking the whole day. Das heißt das euch. The Chofetz Chaim was the Rashke Bahag for at least 60 years, 50 years, right? So his home was the final address to every problem in Klal Yisrael, every machloikis, every interpersonal relationship problem, every machloikis in a shul, in a mikvah. You read the story about the Chofetz Chaim, invariably he was the one that was supposed to solve machloikis. He spent Kol Yomav talking about people. That's what it is. And yet the Chofetz Chaim said the Seif Yomav, he lived 60 years without being nichshol in Avak Lashon Hara. I think that's Shmiras HaLashon. You have to talk, you're supposed to talk. And if you do the Maisa, the Chofetz Chaim had a son, Rav Leib, a Tzadik Nisgav, and one day, can you imagine having a father, the Chofetz Chaim? He says, you know, that's it. Tata, I am making a tainus diva. You know, what do I need it? Malil Tzara Zayis. So the Maisa goes, the Chofetz Chaim grabbed him and said, Rab Leib, Mimuz Redin, Un Redin, Abanish Redin Lashon Hara. And I think that's important to realize. Meken Redin, Mimuz Redin, but watch what you say. Think what you say. Like we said, Leib Tzadik Yega Lanois. Lachshay, to think before you talk. That's Shmiras HaLashon. You don't have to be a hermit, you don't have to move to a desert island, but you have to watch what you word. You have to protect that sacred Kodesh HaKadoshim that you have. It's not hard. Really, it's not hard, because you watch what you eat, and you look at the Heksha, and you watch everything. Why can't we watch what we talk? It's not stopping to talk. Faket, memos redden and redden, aber nicht redden Lashon Hara. My Shver told me he knew a Yid who lived by the Chafetz Chaim, many, his Mashkiach, and Shlach Chaim Kaplan, Shechayin Olevracha. He said he was there b'shas Maisa. Someone came to the Chafetz Chaim, b'shayiv Yomav, and he started talking about a certain bracha. So the Chafetz Chaim screamed, Ich hab feind zu redden von Menschen. Ich hab feind zu redden von Menschen. He didn't say a word, just said the name. And you think this of, how did these two stem? Here is the person, Mamuz Redden and Redden, and here you have find, and Shlach Chaim used to say, you would swear that a mouse ran up to Chafetz Chaim. That's how disgusted and appalled he was, the way he said, Ich hab find zu Redden von Menschen. That's what Shmiras HaLashon is all about. A person could talk, but watch what you say. Protect your Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's only, believe me, it's a Hakara that we need. We need that Hakara, that Lashon Hara is unacceptable. And today there's a call that's very loud and clear, Mi Lashem Elai. Let's not miss that call. But let me just tell you another machshava I had. Why I think today, more than ever maybe, much more than ever, there's a different reason that we have to respond to the call. There's a different reason why the call is loud and clear, Mi Lashem Elai. I have in front of me a letter the Chafetz Chaim wrote. It's in Michtavei Chafetz Chaim, in Michtav. It's printed in Chela Gimel, Maimer. It's called Maimer Chaf. The Chafetz Chaim writes this in Tafrei Tzadik. And if I wouldn't tell you the date, you would swear he's writing it in Tafshin and Tes. The Dvar Torah Sheboy is important, the message is important, but most important, the message is for us. Rabbi Zangezun once told me, from all the Kisvei Chafetz Chaim, this is probably the place where the Chafetz Chaim writes so critically, more than ever, and so demanding. It's the starts the Lashon the Chafetz Chaim in all the stuff he ever wrote. The Chafetz Chaim in Maimer Chaf has a shaila. You look in Parshas Vayera, the story with Sarah and the Malach, when the Malach came and said, you're going to have a son, but Titzchak Sarah Bekirba, and the Malach said, you're going to have a child. And we find later, as the Abish told Avram, Lama Zetzachak Sarah, Hayipolim Hashem Dova, why was she laughing? The Abish said, Tainis. So Avram ran back to Sarah, why'd you laugh? So Sarah says, I didn't laugh, Loi Tzachakti. And what happened? It's not true. Loi, Avram said, Loi Tzachak, you did laugh. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, when I looked at this parasha, kosher b'tuva, what's going on here? Such a modern parasha. Every ois of the Chafetz Chaim is gezelt, and here we have a whole parasha that gets more shver as it goes along. She laughs. The Abish says, you laughed. She said, I didn't laugh. Avram said, you did laugh. A whole parasha that's speaking b'gnus of Sarah, a whole vikuach, what's the message? The Chafetz Chaim writes, Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Kasha, to understand this, till the Shehayer Hashem Einai. Now open your eyes, open your ears, open your hearts and listen to this, because I'm telling you, he's speaking to us. So the Chafetz Chaim, then I realized the message. Ma'isa Avay Simon Lebanon, that this is a message, if I may say so, a special bulletin for us. He writes in Tuf Reis Tzadik, and for us in Tuf Shin Nun Tes, 10 times more. Zok the Chafetz Chaim, this is speaking about the door of Ikkus of the Mashiach. There's going to be a time, Zok the Chafetz Chaim, a very shver time on Klal Yisrael, that the Doili Olam are going to get up and say, Kalu Kol Akitzen, Klal Yisrael is falling, the Gashmi is the Ruchnius, we must get ready for Mashiach. Zok the Chafetz Chaim, they're going to be Yidden. From a Yidden, Erlich a Yidden, realistic Yidden, and they're going to say, I believe in Mashiach, I say it every day. But in our day today, come on, smell the coffee. In America today, with the soaring rate of intermarriage and assimilation, 90% of Yidden don't want to know that Yidden, Mashiach's going to come. I believe in Mashiach, but come on, not now. We have to wait, we have to do things, we have to work. So the Chofetz Chaim, you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is exactly like it says in the Navi Malachi. Pitzoyim yavoy alecholei ha'adoyin asher atem mevakshim. Believe it or not, Mashiach's going to come one day. Pitzoyim. And you know what's going to happen, Dr. Chofetz Chaim? The Eibishter, and this is frightening, this is shrekach, is going to turn to the Yidden, those Erlecha Yidden, those Fumer Yidden, those realistic Yidden, and he's going to say, why didn't you believe in Mashiach? Lama tzachafti, why didn't you get ready for Mashiach? Why didn't you live with the vision of Mashiach? So those Fumer and Erlecha and realistic Yidden will say, Rabbeinu Shloilem, me? I believe in Mashiach. Right tzachafti, I didn't laugh. But I was realistic. I looked around. I looked what's going on in America. I knew it's not going to happen, but I believe in Mashiach. And you know what's going to happen? The Abish is going to point his finger and say, Loi! Kitzachot! You didn't believe in Pitzam Yavir Alecholai. You're not a Maimon. You're not an Erlechayid. You're not a Frumayid. What do you mean? You make Cheshbainis? My Navi told you Pitzam Yavir Alecholai. And you made Cheshbainis? That's an Einay Maimon. You laugh. That's the message. We're going to say, I believe, I didn't laugh, but the Abish says, you did laugh. Achay v'loisi hoisli edna will be a reality. Pitzam yavei alecholei will be a reality. And then he writes, Nechzi anan be'ezer matzav onunim tzoyim b'yomim eilim. Look at the matzav of Klal Yisrael. Kedushas ha-toyra ha-kedoshi yoredes miyoyim liyoyim. He's talking to us. He's talking to us that a child, the from a child, teaches Mati Asurim, that the Abish was Mati mixed swimming. He's talking to us that 90% of the Yidden don't know what an Aleph is. Umikol Tzad, Oim de Malenu Lechaloisenu. He's talking about Eretz Yisrael. He's talking about Sinas Yisrael, even in America. And then he goes, Vaita Hadar HaChodesh Mishchanach Leitor of Emunah. That's Mamish Awadur. Rabbi said, that's Mamish Awadur. And then he says, Ikri HaTorah, Nasuke Hefke Chas V'Shalom. That's Mamish Awadur. We're reform and conservative are making a Chorbin, or making a Galechta. They're making a Galechta of Torah. They threw out the Kol HaTorah Kula, and they're left with one idea, and that's called Judaism. That's what happened today. Pardon me for saying this, be Moichumi. Jews for J. You know how many members they have? Yidden, they run after Yoshka. Do you know, I'm ashamed to say this, but you have to hear it, that they're I can't call them kehillahs, I can't call them shuls. Idiots. There is a group of idiots that their exclusive lifestyle is something the Torah calls a tayeva. And they have a shul with a membership, and you can only be part of the shul if you live a life of tayeva. We should cry a whole day and night, Torah, Torah, Chig, Risak, that tayeva has their own shul. We can't call it a shul. But that's what's happening in Tufshin and Tess in America. That's the Nazi Gehefka. They take the Torah and they say what they want, they leave what they want. That we could have this and we could sleep at night. We're missing something. When you hear about such a thing, you should hear the call of Mi Lashem Melai. Do you care about the Eidishta? Do you care about that they're your brothers and sisters are running around Jews for Jay? And he writes, the Chofetz Chaim continues, it can get worse. I don't know what he saw in Tafreit Sadik, but I don't think he dreamt what he's going to see in Tafreit Nuntes. And what I'm telling you is a mikta sheba mikzas. And the problem in yeshivas, Rechmanu Litzlan, the problems that we have in chinuch, tamat ein bias, there's no home that doesn't have a problematic child. That's Tafreit Nuntes. And then the Chofetz Chaim concludes, and this is certainly one of the most frightening things he ever wrote. Al kein achai v'reya ayachareidim l'dvar Hashem v'sayrosai. Mi shenoga yiras Hashem b'libay umayimin b'muna shleim b'viyas ha-mashiach. We have to get ready for Mashiach. Umi shalayosim leiv l'dvareinu eilu. If you don't listen to me, Dr. Chofetz Chaim, yeda ba'atzmai ki v'nafshayhu. He's playing with his life. V'osid litin et ha-din chas v'shalom. Ki oz yizbara v'yizvada v'yizfarsem kol ish v'ish mihechen es atzmi l'viyosai u'bameh. Then the Eibush is going to see who left, who believed, and who didn't. Who got ready for Mashiach, and who didn't. That's why today, in Tavshin Nun Tes, the call of Mil Hashem Eilai is so much more important. Now it's Mamish Bikuach Nefesh. Because it's going to happen that Pisam Yavai Alecholai, and the Eibush says, what did you do about that? You knew the Chorban came because of Sin Aschinim Lashon Hara. Did you were you Habolataya? Were you Emar Ma'at? Did you join Klal Yisrael's greatest accomplishment in uprooting Sin Aschinim? Or did you feel Sipasnish is enough Amedlach? That's what's going to happen. And Yisbara V'Yisameh V'Yisparsim, that's a lot of busha. That's what's going to happen. And I tell you, as a Gutev Kava, I have no doubt in my mind, if you open your ears, you'll hear the call of Mil Hashem Eilai. Sai mitzad the matzav of Klal Yisrael, sai mitzad the matzav of Eretz Yisrael, sai mitzad the matzav of Rebbe Yisrael, and the yikta, the Mil Hashem Eilai, because l'maisa, there will be a geula b'mehera v'yameinu. Rav Moshe in a tshuva, I couldn't believe it, but in a tshuva in Chelik Hei Simen Ches, he wrote it in Tavshin Lametes, he writes that today is all the kol hakitzim from Chol HaGedolim. And now, 20 years later, you think about it, when you see what's going on in this world, the Gashmias, the Ruchnias, I tell you, Pisam Yovei Alecholai is sooner than we think. And let us get ready. And let me appeal to you, each and every one of you, as a good Chava, don't walk out today without a Kabbalah. Each person has to be mekabel his own Habolat Tayyar, his own Emma Ma'at. For those that learn, continue learning, help others, inspire others, excite others, ignite others, the Shamas, show a sensitivity. For those that don't learn, to start learning, and whatever language, if it's over the telephone, whatever it is, but let's make this project, because again, ki benafshehu, remember what I tell you, this is what's going to bring the geula. This is what's going to end this terrible Eicha. Don't fapachka. Remember, the call of Mil Hashem Eilai is wherever you go, you're going to hear that call. Let me just be messiah with a very beautiful story I once heard. There was Yidden that lived in a town in Russia, and they heard about a pogrom. So they had no choice, they ran away. They left everything behind, they ran away to a forest, looking to save their lives. The Eirim of a Chaisa call, literally. And then all of a sudden they see a cave, a big cave. Maybe this is the place. They go in, they see in the corner in the back, there's an old man. They couldn't believe it, an old man with a long device of birds, with a candle bent over Gemara, and he's learning with a beautiful, beautiful call. They run over, Rabbi Yid, who are you? Who are you? So he goes, I'm a Shia. Jumping from joy. Can you imagine Mitzara L'Ravacha, Mi'afela L'Yargadol, Mishiba L'Geyula, they left everything, Be'erim of Achayzikol, and Mamish in a Sekunda, they have the Geula, Mashiach's here. And they start praying, Mashiach is here, Mashiach. But they notice, he just continues learning. He ignores them, he's oblivious of them. They say, Mashiach, Mashiach. Again, he seems to totally not degrade them. Mashiach, Mashiach. Doesn't respond. Mashiach, we're waiting for you. Again, oblivious. Mashiach, we're waiting for you, waiting for you. Then he picked up his eye and says, you're making a mistake. You're not waiting for me. I'm waiting for you. You know, today in the Eis Tzara Hiliyakai, that every person feels a pain, a personal Tzara, Begashmias, and certainly Beruchnias. When you see the Eisara Hiliyakov in Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, and each Rebbe Yisrael, every person ultimately is waiting for Mashiach, I have no doubt. And we know that's our only hope. But Yid and Taira, we have to remember at the same time, Mashiach is waiting for us. And what's he waiting for us to do? He's waiting for us to respond to the call of Mil Hashem Eilai. He's waiting for us to be Habolataya, to once and for all accept the hergel of not talking Lashon Hara. He's waiting for us to be misakin that chet that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. And if we'll go today and use this day, this yomtiv, if we'll nemit that grace heilige yomtiv, if we'll make it the mice, remember, don't walk out haroitzu ataya, don't walk out nisaira, walk out with a kabbalah. Maybe not now. Sit down when you have a chance later. Beyishiva das, do something small. Emo ma'at, but isaira is blithness. Make it of a mice. Be habola taya. Be emo ma'at. And in that chus, we'll talk to see that this yomtiv will be nehefach mi'evel liyontiv mi'shibud legula m'heir v'meinu amen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.